Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Broadcasting from the Shaw Star Market Studios, the home of the Greg Hill Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10. This is Sports Radio 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1 Lawrence Boston.
An Odyssey Station.
This hour of the Greg Hill Morning Show brought to you by FindMassMoney.com.
Come to the demands of the Twitch chat when it comes to your musical choices. You act on your own. You don't have to listen to those.
I like to give a choice, an A or a B choice. Not like free range, but maybe a couple options, and then have the listeners choose.
Coming up this hour, I have Red Sox tickets to give away. So you will be at Fenway Park tomorrow night if you are the winner. Tickets coming up soon. But we were in the middle of the news. And there's another irrational fear in the news. It's like that movie. What was that Hitchcock movie? The Birds or whatever it was?
Mm-hmm. Fever Pitch.
there's an irrational fear in the news today from California, from Torrance, California, where a family is warning others because over 800 birds invaded their home through the chimney.
Damn.
No thanks. Oof. Do birds freak you out? You ever have a bat in your house?
No.
It's terrifying.
A bat?
Yeah.
No, I never had a bat.
You think that Fisher cat in the backyard makes you nervous?
Uh-huh.
But these people had 800 birds
Jesus.
Who came through the chimney and were flying around the house. This is Carrie, who is the homeowner.
Our neighbors called 911. We called Carson Sheriffs. Carson Sheriffs called Animal Control. Animal Control basically said, just leave your doors open. You say, oh, the birds came in my house. They're like, okay. Well, not we lost count after 800. So, you know, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, I'm not with the birds, man.
No thanks.
For some reason, especially when they're little and they're like, because I had them in my garage, like, you know, you get one. It's like a flying mouse. You know, you see it, and you're like,
yeah.
You're like,
yeah, no thanks.
You just want to get like a broom or something to get rid of it. Yeah, I'm all set on the birds.
Thank you. No, thank you. Maybe Danielle can go over there and grab 400 of those birds and take them home.
Wiggy is a no on birds.
Yeah, I'm a no on birds. On birds. They're the rats of the sky. They're like pigeons.
There is a...
Isn't pigeon a bird?
They're the rats of the sky.
Yeah. There's an influencer in trouble. This is a mom influencer whose name is Katie Sorensen, and she is from California. And she is facing up to a year in jail after making up a story that a Latino couple tried to kidnap her children.
Monday.
She did this for the likes. so that she could get attention on Instagram because she's a mommy blogger or a mommy influencer. Here is the original video that she posted back in December.
Monday of this week, my children were the targets of attempted kidnap, which is such a weird thing to even vocalize, but it happened. And I want to share that story with you in an effort to raise awareness as to what signs to look for and to just encourage parents to be more aware of their surroundings and what is going on around them.
I mean, how ridiculous is this? So to get the attention on Instagram,
right.
She makes up a story about her kids, an attempted kidnapping on her kids. She doesn't think the cops are going to figure that out?
Probably not.
A year in jail. Was it worth it?
She got was a year for that.
Well, she's going to get a year in jail, yeah.
Now you think she'd get more for that one.
She's facing a year in jail.
Now, I know it's not the same thing, Greg, but the quarterback has an Instagram influencer girlfriend, as Stidham did. Is that any factor at all in their performance on the field, possibly?
Oh, Mac Jones does?
Who are you referring to, Mac Jones?
Yeah, Mac Jones and Stidham. Obviously, we know Kennedy did. Do you think that's, like, a problem? Is am I out of line to even bring it up? I don't even...
No, we are losing our minds.
It could be a distraction.
I think you can bring anything you want up, Ken. Are you concerned that Mac Jones is going to be distracted because his girlfriend is an Instagram influencer?
Yeah, it might like take him off on trips to Galapagos or something. I don't know.
I'm old enough to remember when Gisele Bündchen was Yoko Ono and that Brady was never going to win a Super Bowl with her.
Yeah.
And then he won four.
Well, she's the reason he's not here anymore. A lot of people believe.
Listen, I think it's interesting that clearly Bill has no control over this anymore. Like, think about early on in the social media stream of consciousness and Bill basically telling guys, get off that, don't pay any attention to it.
Right.
And now you got Kennedy Stidham. She's been bebopping all over the place. He clearly doesn't say anything to them about any of that, correct?
Well, because his girlfriend is all over the social, so I mean, right. It's kind of hypocritical.
Would you ever expect Bill to do a video with a dog with a seventh-round pick?
Yeah.
I mean, that is stunning to see that.
Yeah, I mean...
What is so stunning about
that? It's so out of character for him.
You're being an alarmist.
Curtis, do you find that to be out of character? Like, there's been a lot of attention on Nike...
What do you think
you're
in the seventh round, huh?
Bill, the guy has a sense of humor.
The best case that Ken would have, we talked about this over the weekend, is that I believe it was after the second day of the draft, Bill Belichick was doing a Zoom call with the local reporters, and at 12:30 in the morning, according to Mike Reese, he brought up and asked, is Phil Perry here? Because he had asked a question the night before, and everybody said no. And he said, well, for him, and I guess we're going to do a transcript of this, he asked me about how we evaluate players and what we do, and he went on to say that we have a color-coded thing, and we, you know, whatever. He didn't really give any company secrets, but he willingly brought back a question he didn't answer the night before and answered it. That was something I've never heard. So there are things that I believe, whether it's Linda, I don't know who the lady was with Howard Stern that ruined him, that she, like, changed his whole approach.
Oh, his wife. You're talking about his wife.
No, not his wife. Oh. There's a consultant. But,
Yeah.
So anyway, this is that with Belichick. I think the dog thing, I think what he did with the answer on the second night, I don't think it's as crazy as Ken has put it, but I do believe that there is an effort to improve the way he is viewed.
By him, or is he being told by Robert Kraft that he has to do that?
I cannot believe that is something that Bill would want to do.
What do you think Bill wanted Kraft to put out a video the day after Brady won the Super Bowl saying, stick with us? Like, that is something he never would have done in the old days.
I think it might be more Linda, you know, Linda going, hey, Bill, this is a way for you to...
communicate with people?
Maybe not communicate with people, but maybe just have them go where some people might look at you in a different light. You know what I mean? Because I could see Kennedy Stidham doing it. Mac Jones, obviously, now with his girlfriend. Hey, this is maybe a way for you to look differently. For them, it's probably more of making some money. But
so I've obviously been bebopping around.
I don't think we're going to give a damn who his wife is or girlfriend is if he's playing well. I don't think that'll be a topic of conversation.
This is George. Hello, George.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up, George?
I got to preface this. It's a good point, but I got to preface it by saying it's getting harder and harder for me to listen to Wiggy every morning. You guys were talking about Belichick twice now with PR stuff and all that, and Nike and these conferences. One of you was talking about the Kentucky Derby, and you were glued to the TV. Did you see the interview with him about Hot Rod Charlie?
No. Well, George, what was that? Because I wasn't paying attention to what you said. Can you repeat that? It gets harder and harder to listen to you. So.
Anyone else there? Never mind. Did you see it?
I didn't see the
about Hot Rod Charlie.
I didn't see it. I saw that he did an interview with Bob Baffert and Mike Tirico, but I did not catch that.
I couldn't. To be honest,
he did it with Bob Baffert because they both won six titles.
Yeah. But it was a. But they were talking about Hot Rod Charlie. But did you see how happy he was and smiling and jovial? And
yeah,
and
he was, I saw that smile on his face, George.
He was not like a regular Bill Belichick.
I was trying to watch it. I couldn't hear it because Wiggy was talking over the television.
It's Hot Rod Charlie.
What you should do is have someone in the studio pull it up and at it real quick. But yeah, okay. It's pretty good.
All right.
Well, I'll pull it up.
Okay. All right. I mean, it's completely different Bill Belichick. I love this narrative. It's like the narrative that Bill's job is on the line, so Robert Kraft is now suddenly telling him who he's going to pick when it comes to a quarterback.
Well, now it's not on the line. Now Bill has the out.
His job has never been on the line, idiot.
Well, if he didn't take a quarterback, I think then there's a rift.
I don't think so. We already know that he's chosen Belichick over Brady, and now we know this is the bed that Kraft has made, and it's going to be with Belichick until the wheels fall off. Anybody Greg. Also thinks otherwise, I don't know what makes you believe that.
Well, Greg, even you, all the power you have here, sometimes you listen to management. Every now and then, they meddle, and you say, okay, you're the boss. For the sake of the company, I'm going to listen.
Okay.
So I think Bill, I don't think Kraft came in and demanded it, but he said, look, we need a quarterback here. Look at the future of the franchise. Look beyond just your catching Shula. We need somebody here.
And you're using, when it comes to an indication of Bill not wanting a quarterback, you or Volin or whomever is using the simple fact that he didn't move up to go after Justin Fields?
I think that's part of it. I think it shows you that he was not all that enamored
with him. The way you're saying it, Ken, would be like if we're Greg's trying to fill the seat for Danielle, and management goes to Greg, this is who we want. You either do it or else.
Yeah.
And then you go, all right, well, you know what, just to keep management happy, I'm going to do something that I'm not on board with doing. Well, I don't see how that's possible, where you would do that. And where Belichick, I think...
Bill's not going to... If he doesn't think Mac Jones has potential or he doesn't think it's worth taking a quarterback in the first round, he's not going to mortgage his future because Robert Kraft is telling him to do so.
I think we just saw that he did a little bit. But actually, it helps his future. But can I play this Karen Garigian clip from Tangway and Hart yesterday?
Yes, yes. Here's
Karen from the Boston Herald.
The guy wants to win now.
Well,
there's no doubt or question about that. He doesn't want a long rebuild. And again, I don't know about the reaction in the war room there that was just kind of, you know, it was like a wake when they picked Mac Jones. I'm guessing that was more like Bill wanted Jimmy Garoppolo again for the win now.
He wanted Jimmy Garoppolo.
So that would be like you hiring Tangway or Spaz because management wanted it.
Yeah.
Not throwing
what a shot that's, at Mac.
That's Ken and management. That's their candidate is Mego.
Management's candidate is Mego? That is news to me. That's great news.
I thought you were management here.
Oh, wow. Okay, technically, Curtis and I are co-program directors.
We interview the PD candidates after they've already been selected. And it's not a joke.
Well, I guess you are management. Well, management with no power.
We've gotten a pay raise. We got two extra Employees of the Month placards.
I believe that Bill wants to win now.
Yes.
And that if he could, if he felt like he could go get Jimmy Garoppolo, that's probably the guy that he thinks could win now more so than Cam Newton or Mac Jones now. But I think he felt like the cost to get Jimmy Garoppolo was too much for what he was going to get.
Right. And was it worth it? Was it worth it to spend that for a guy that, you know, if he stays on the field, yeah, but he has issues of staying on the field. I clearly believe, based on the relationship that he has with Nick Saban, I clearly believe that, you know, he's fine with Mac Jones.
Yes.
He is, and it wasn't I think if anything, Bill went to Kraft and go, hey, by the way, just a heads up, I'm going to take Mac Jones. Kraft was like, all right, cool.
Yeah.
Works for us.
Well, here's the Greg Hill Show Twitter poll. Do you believe Ben Volin that Robert Kraft got involved in the draft and pushed Belichick to take Mac Jones? 30% believe it.
So 77.
That's a nothing burger.
That's significant.
70% of the people say no.
Yeah.
I mean, 30% of your fan base, that's huge.
We're behind again. So we will get to today's Wokey Award winner coming up in a little bit. But right now, Here is Ken Laird and what is trending.
The best off-season Patriots coverage can be found here. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now sponsored by the Home Team Hero Contest. Now through September 24th, you can nominate a first responder or a frontline healthcare worker in the Home Team Hero Contest on the WEEI contest page. They'll have a chance to be recognized by Joe Castiglione during a Red Sox Radio Network broadcast this season. It's sponsored by Proven Winners, the number one plant brand for annuals, perennials, and shrubs.
I feel like Joe should join the Twitch chat during the games.
Oh, what do you think? Great idea.
What do you think about that?
Good evening, Lady J.
He added another element. Be like Belichick doing his Nike social media.
Right. Okay, I'm just taking a look at what Juddy says. Juddy says he hopes I don't make it through this entire game. Not very nice. Seems like a dumpster fire there on the Twitch chat.
The Patriots news of the day, Hill Dog, is whether they're going to extend for a fifth year Sonny Michel and Isaiah Wynn.
Right.
Think those things are going to happen?
Wynn, definitely.
Yeah, Wynn.
Definitely, right?
Sonny Michel, they drafted a running back. Maybe that leads you to believe that they're not going to extend them.
And I guess the other news is Ernie Adams and Bill giving him like a farewell, his final draft over the weekend. And Andy Hart made the assertion that Matt Patricia is now the new Ernie Adams. But do you think that's a big deal? Does that indicate anything about Bill's future? Or why is Ernie hanging it up?
I don't think it indicates anything about Bill Belichick's future whatsoever, if that's your question. But
this guy's been with him from the beginning.
Yeah, maybe Matt Patricia becomes the new Ernie Adams, right? Sit up there and see what you can get.
Wasn't Ernie Adams smart?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, it was a smock up.
I don't think Patricia can really fill those shoes.
It's a different role for him. Give him time.
The Bruins in action tonight. That'll be a big one against the New Jersey Devils, first of two. And if they win, they are in the postseason, Greg. 7 p.m. faceoff. And good news on the injury front there. Kevin Miller likely to play tonight. Brandon Carlo expected back tomorrow. Tuca in net. So final week and a half tune-up, and then we've got playoff hockey starting next week.
I feel much better about the Bruins than I do about the Celtics.
Oh,
Celtics,
hell yeah.
Celtics sitting at 7. So short of some miraculous turnaround, there's questions about Jaylen Brown after that collision yesterday. And they, you know, short of some miraculous turnaround, they're going to be in the play-in tournament.
Yeah, that stupid play-in tournament. What's the reason for that anyways? Just have the
COVID pandemic. It's a global pandemic, Wiggy.
They would play right now. They would play the Wizards, who have given them trouble. They could be like one and done.
Yeah,
right.
How does the play-in tournament work? Is it best of three?
No, just one and done.
One game?
Yeah, it's like I believe it's like baseball, right?
Yeah.
Oh my God!
So seven plays 10, and 8 plays 9, and then the winner of those games. It's stupid because it's not one and done. Because then it's weird, Curtis.
Does it depend where you finish? You might have to win two games.
Yeah, it's stupid. It's a whole stupid. LeBron talked about it, and I remember reading how it all works out. It is. I thought it was one and done initially, but it's not.
They did that at the bubble last year, basically.
Yeah. No, and you can have back to backs, which is an issue for your Boston Celtics.
It's like the loser of 7-10 plays the loser of 8-9 or some nonsense like that.
All right, we'll get to the bottom of that.
I'm more confused than ever.
Yeah, I don't know why they just don't take the top 8 teams like they've always done before.
I agree.
Red Sox lose as well. They've lost 3 out of 4 in Texas. 3-2 eighth inning lead got away yesterday. Bullpen blew up. On the bright side, Garrett Richards, another pretty good start. Just a run allowed on 4 hits over 5 innings. They'll come back home at 17-12. 3-game series with Detroit tomorrow, and Greg, you've got tickets this hour, right, for that particular game?
Yeah, we'll give them away this hour. Beautiful. Very, very soon.
And that's what's trending on the Greg Hill Morning Show.
More of the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Wiggy's ears are smoking because he spent the whole break trying to figure out how the NBA play-in tournament portion works. And I don't think he's gotten any closer to figuring the solution out during the break.
No, I did. I came up with it. Very simple. You did? Simple solve. Yeah.
You got it all figured out.
I got it all figured out.
Okay. All right.
It's simple. So here's the solution for it.
Okay. All right.
7 plays 8. Okay. And the winner of that series automatically becomes the 7 seed. Then the loser plays the winner of the 9 and 10 game, and the winner of those games becomes the 8 seed.
Okay.
So you got it?
So whoever loses 9 and 10 is one and done.
Is out. Right.
Is one and done.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, Wiggy, get with it, man. The Wiggy Mental Workout is brought to you by Precision Fitness Equipment. Check out their spring floor model sales event right now at precisionfitnessequipment.com.
And LeBron doesn't like it.
Yeah, and I was wondering why he ripped it. He basically said whoever came up with this play-in series should be fired. And I was like, why is he ripping it so bad? And then I looked at where the Lakers were. They're the 6th seed, so they're teetering on being
the 7.
Yeah, so.
I mean, I don't know. What is the point of it? Is it to try to generate some interest in the NBA playoffs?
Maybe they thought teams would be COVID like ravaged and have guys miss big chunks and it would be unfair. So this allows you to have a bad stretch of the season but still have your full team by this time of year.
I don't know.
I don't think so, right? Because I thought it was maybe they were doing it because the number of games weren't going to be equal. But it seems like all the number of games are going to be equal for everybody. I don't understand why the 9th and 10th seed should have an opportunity to get in the playoffs when they weren't able to get the 7 or 8 seed.
So you're saying the Celtics now is the 7, would play the 8 seed Charlotte.
Yes.
If they lose that game, then they would still play the winner of Indiana Washington.
Yeah, they would get 2 games.
Yep.
If they end up at where they are now, mm-hmm. which is the 7.
Right.
If you carry the 2.
But it's going to be hard to catch the Knicks, who are like 2.5 games up for the 4. Atlanta has the tiebreaker on Boston, and you play the Heat twice.
Right.
So you'd have to beat them twice, really, to get up to the 6. So this is probably the Celtics' path right now.
That's what it looks
like. Well, at best.
At best. Well, I don't think they're going to fall out of it. They're like 3 games.
You don't?
They're 3 games up on Charlotte.
With 7 to play?
Yep. Of course, they play head-to-head Wednesday night.
Well, there are enough games ahead of, let's say, Toronto, where they'll be the 7, 8, 9, or 10. So they'll be in the play-in series. Question is, will they be 7, the 7 seed of that play-in series, or will they be 8, 9, or 10? That's going to be the question. It looks like they got enough distance between Washington, which is the 10th seed right now.
If the Celtics lose, so if they're the 7 seed, they lose back-to-back games and they're out.
Mm-hmm.
Brad Stevens, 50% chance he's back, 70% chance he's back, 30% chance he's back.
I think, unfortunately, it's 100% chance he's back.
Oh, I can't believe
that. Is that informed? Like, did you get a scoop on that?
No, it's not informed at all. I'm just basing it on the fact that they gave him a new deal, and he didn't take the $70 million to go to Indiana that was being dangled in front of him.
You think that's only a one-time offer? We had a guy on from Indiana on the number-one rated Ken and Curtis show weeks ago who said that all they do is they call a booster and they say, we need to get to this number. Can you fundraise it? And it's done in 24
so
hours.
So you think that deal is there again for Brad Stevens at the end of this season?
Absolutely.
Yeah, but didn't they already hire a coach?
Yeah, they just hired again.
Oh, God, they can fire him?
I mean, yeah, but they hired, I think it was the black coach who used to coach the Knicks, I believe they hired for the Indiana Pacers. I'm forgetting the
Indiana University.
Mike Woodson. Yeah, Mike Woodson. So. And I don't think he's going anywhere because a lot of the conversation out of the Celtics, especially in the front office, that it's really not on Brad. I mean, we've heard.
But how, Wiggy, that Saturday, Friday night game where they came back after being down 40, mm-hmm. whatever it was.
30, yep.
The first
they were
half.
Down 32.
The first half of that game, they did not show up.
Right.
Greg has been famous, 8 of 11 for whatever thing that means. If they win 8 of 11, they get a good position. They are in must-win position in order to have a successful playoff run. And your head coach, that is all on him. The players were not ready to play.
So why?
Well, wait a minute. So the answer to that is going to be Tatum throws in 60. So is he not ready to play? I mean, there is something that is wrong with that team. I don't know. Is it chemistry? Is it Curtis? Do you think he's just not a leader, and they don't respond to him at all?
Yeah, he's a very nice guy. He seems like a perfectly nice fellow. I would love him to do my taxes, but he is not a basketball coach at this level. He was great when his players were overachievers. He is not a good guy who can hold a room when there are superstars present. They don't look up to him.
I think it is the chemistry issue. And that in basketball, unfortunately, the coach's job is to make sure the chemistry kind of works out. But Wick on this station, and Danny also said to the local media that they don't put any of the blame on Brad. You know, and Al Curtis, I'm with you. I don't understand why I've been on this, you know, Brad got a gold train since, you know, since jump.
I hopped on board.
But they, for some reason, they don't feel like it's him. Well, and then if it's not the coach and it's the chemistry, then isn't it Danny's fault for bringing in players who can't work together?
Yeah.
And we're getting some text, Wiggy, bad news that you're wrong again. That says that 7 plays 10, 8 plays 9.
No, I got it right here on the NBA website.
Okay.
Right? Sure. It's right here. How the play-in tournament to be secured. Seventh highest percent seed hosts the eighth highest percent winning in the play-in. And then the winner of 7-8 game in each conference will earn the number 7 seed. The team with the 9th highest plays the 10th highest. It's right there. Go to NBA.com.
Who gets into the NIT?
I believe that's the 11th seed.
This is Justin. Hello, Justin.
What's up, guys? How are you?
What's going on?
Listen, I know I've called a couple times and made my point made. Listen, Brad Free Pass Stevens needs to go. It is obvious this guy does not have the capability to manage stars. He has the capability to manage mediocre players and coach them up. I hate to say it, Boston, but we're fooling ourselves. These guys look lost, and you're right. He doesn't have them ready to play. Every other game, he doesn't have them ready to play. It's a terrible job. We need to cut the losses. It's done. Brad needs to go.
So why would you guess then that every time Wick speaks or Danny speaks, they're all in on the guy? They don't have an issue
because
at
they
all.
They love him. But, Greg, they love him. Danny, first of all, if you take Brad Stevens, they're very similar. Him and Ainge. They love him. They're not willing to let him go. They need to. It's the only way they get to the next level.
Yeah. I mean, maybe they don't see anybody else out there who's going to be better.
Because the problem that you're going to run into if you're the Celtics is Jason Tatum. When does he get frustrated with everything that's going on? And if we already know that there's this some type of chemistry issue or an issue of maybe – do they respect the coach? Whatever it is, there's something going on behind the scenes. When does Tatum go, you know what, it's time for me to take my ball and go somewhere else where I have a legitimate chance of winning?
But do you think Tatum is the kind of guy that we were talking about earlier when we were talking about the difference between Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers, where there's guys who just want to win and guys who are okay with that, you know, collecting their paycheck and putting up their numbers? Do you think Tatum is a guy who deep down inside really wants, is desperate to win an NBA championship?
And that's so hard to figure out. I mean, I would say...
Is it, though?
Because player is ultimately playing to win a championship. But they look at the situation around them, and then that determines whether they look at it and go, I have a realistic chance of, like Zion Williamson, do you think he doesn't want to win a championship, but then looks and goes, well, I'm in New Orleans and the likelihood of me winning the championship here is not very good? And I think Tatum's the same way. He goes, I want to win a championship, but look where I'm playing. Is it realistic that I can win a championship here with everything around me? And I think that's what you see more from players.
But don't you judge a player based on what they do in these situations? The people that really have it, they don't take games off. That would be an offense to them.
Well, no, I don't think he takes games off.
But you're saying his put in, his total performance is slightly down because, like Zion, he doesn't view the fact that he can win a title.
No, but I still think they can perform at an unbelievable level. They just know, regardless of the level that they perform on, their team's not going anywhere.
So you're saying the fact that the Celtics are not going to win a title has no impact on how Tatum plays on the floor?
I don't believe so. I think he just looks at it and goes, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to, you know, play my ass off. I'll go out there and I'll drop 60. We might be down 30 against the San Antonio Spurs with, like, the 10th seed, but this team's not. I'm probably not winning a championship here.
I don't know what he's like in the room, but Brad Stevens, he shows no emotion.
I'm a 44-year-old masshole. I swerve around others when I'm driving.
I mean, when was
the
last...
a horrible liar.
When was the last time you saw him get pissed at a ref?
He was kind of pissed last night.
Not really.
He pulled that mask off.
I pulled it out forward a little bit.
I know. You were panicked in your house.
doesn't Tatum, though, give you kind of the LeBron James feel where... He goes, when LeBron was in Cleveland early in his career, he went to an NBA title and is like, this team's just not doing enough around me. Now it's time for me to take my talent and go other places.
I think for my concern is that he's an unbelievable player.
Yes.
Unbelievable player. But that he's more about his numbers, throwing up threes, his stats than he is. I don't know that he has a deep desire to win an NBA championship. I mean, you look at KG or you look at Paul Pierce or Ray Allen, that group of guys was
Scalabrine.
Desperate. They were desperate to win a championship.
Yeah, but Paul Pierce was a certain player before KG and Ray Allen got there to where he looked and goes, okay, this team I'm with now can win a championship. I think that's what the players in the NBA, they look at it. It might be different in other sports, but in the NBA, it seems like players look at their situations around them and go, this situation around me, I can win a championship. Like James Harden in Brooklyn goes, oh, I'm on a championship caliber team versus when I was in Houston school still scoring 30 a night. It don't matter what I do.
This is Sean. Hello, Sean.
How you doing, guys?
What's up?
First time caller. I love you guys. But I just wanted to comment on the Brad Stevens thing. I think you guys don't give enough credit for what he's trying to do. I think he's taking the Bill Belichick approach. The regular season doesn't matter. Home court advantage doesn't matter with COVID. And he just is trying to play lineups. Okay. When it comes down to your best eight versus the best eight, that's what's going to matter in the playoffs.
Okay. I mean, maybe that's right. Home. He feels like home court doesn't matter. Maybe he's okay with being in the play-in tournament.
At this point, they're better off getting guys healthy. I mean, just rest everybody and just sink to the 9 or 10 seed. Who cares?
Yeah, but then that would mean that comes playoff time, you can't get bounced. You can't get – if you're the 9 or 10 seed and you're in that play-in tournament, then you can't get bounced, right? Because isn't it more about – if it is about getting to the playoffs and, you know, that's what – you still want to put yourself in a position where you're not fighting to just be the 8 seed. Because I don't think that's – Belichick has never done that approach.
Yeah. All right. 7 left for your Boston Celtics. We'll see what happens there. Can we get to today's Wokey Award, please?
Oh, love it.
What do you mean? Oh,
we've been teasing it for 2 hours.
I know. And now, from the J. Charles Wiggins Theater in, where is it? Is it in Lawrence?
No, I think it's in East Boston.
It's in East Boston. Yeah. Okay, it's time for the Wokey Awards. And Disneyland in California opened up on Friday.
Yeah.
Full 100% capacity, by the way.
Pretty cool.
And we can't sit with more than 6 people at a restaurant table,
nope.
but that's another topic for another day. Apparently, there is some concern at Disneyland over the revamped Snow White ride.
Mm-hmm. I did like Snow White the cartoon.
You did?
That was one of those. You did a lot of layers.
You liked a lot of what? Yeah. A lot of layers.
Yeah,
I do like cartoons.
Uh-huh.
The 7 Dwarfs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
I think you can say that.
Oh.
The new version of the ride features the true love's kiss scene at the end of the ride.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, when they added the scene, the prince kisses Snow White while she is in a trance.
Right.
Essentially asleep.
Right.
And there are some who are very upset, the woke, because it undermines the lesson of consent.
Mm.
One thing you're missing from the story, it was Prince Cuomo.
Stop it.
But the woke, don't they know that he saves her by the kiss?
They don't care about that.
Because she's under the spell of the witch?
She is asleep, and he is kissing her without her permission.
How many degrees of insanity do you have to go to depart reality and get to be a point where you're offended that a cartoon character kissed a sleeping beauty?
Right. So should the prince have gotten permission from one of the seven little people.
The prince knows the play-in game. Let's get him on to talk
to
about
say,
it.
Hey, I want it because
they cannot, they can't give permission for her.
They were like her guardians, though.
So she has to give consent herself.
But she's in a
You can't just go around kissing. If you see like a smoke show princess who's asleep, you can't just go up and kiss
her.
Right,
but if she is, let's say she's in a coma and the guardians.
A coma?
And the guardians are, let's say, you know.
Use a semicolon.
Yeah, right. So they come in and go, listen, I'd love to help with this spell. Mm-hmm. You're her guardian because obviously she's in a coma. Mm-hmm. Unless they have to have like a, what was it with, for my mother when she was sick? And I had to sign off to make
power
all.
Power of attorney or something?
Yeah,
like
maybe
that?
That's the seven little people. Yeah. Well,
you signed an 8x10 of the snowball.
No, that wasn't it. That was after. They have to sign a power of attorney.
Well, they're going to cancel that ride immediately.
Can I have a quick late add to the Wokies?
Yeah.
The Mike Tirico preamble before they played an edition of My Old Kentucky Home, because it's been this huge woke issue that they don't know whether it's pro-slavery or anti-slavery.
Yes.
So
yes.
He was like, I know that this may be of offense to you, but here we go, My Old Kentucky Home.
Feel free to turn it down if you want on your television at home.
Mute it. Don't change the channel. Many thanks.
All right. Well, I know one thing. I think, what was his name? Sleepy? One of the little people?
I couldn't name all seven of them.
He probably had low T.
Sleepy?
Yeah, Sleepy. Well, you can't name all seven of the dwarves?
No.
Grumpy?
Okay.
Sleepy?
That's two.
What were the other ones? Curtis?
Lumpy. That was my nickname.
Was one really Lumpy?
No.
I was going to say.
I haven't.
Sleepy, Grumpy?
Let's see. Seven dwarves. Actually, seven little people, I think, is what we have to say.
I couldn't name them.
All righty.
I don't think
are.
I can either,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, all right. Sleepy, Grumpy.
Sleepy, Grumpy.
All right, ready? Sleepy, Sneezy, Bashful, Dopey, Happy, Stealthy, and Muddy.
Wait, what? Stealthy.
Wait a second.
All right.
Can you call him Dopey?
No, that's not right anymore.
That's not right.
That's not right. That's not right.
All right. I'm going to give away these Red Sox tickets right now. So are we doing caller 9 or do we have to do caller 9?
We're going to do caller 9, but Stiz will wait 60 seconds before starting to answer.
Because people who are streaming the show at weei.com or on the Odyssey app need time.
Correct.
Okay. So caller number 9 right now. At 617-931-0937 would win Red Sox tickets for tomorrow night against the Tigers at Fenway Park. Call now.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
Oh, think it's time for a change. You may get disgusted. Start thinking that I'm strange. What is best?
Whoa, Ken, Van Morrison, noted anti-masker. Noted anti-lockdown guy. I can't believe you're playing him.
He's good. I'll play him.
Okay. Don't play him in Brookline.
I was actually looking ahead to like concerts this summer. I'm getting a little bit excited about that. Do you think Jackson Browne at Foxwoods will be a good show or terrible?
I think it will be a good show.
Like, because I'm debating it. Like,
I mean, well, Connecticut's open, right?
He's getting up there. Yeah, Connecticut is open. He's getting up there.
That's what I mean. I've never seen him. I'd like to, but I could see just being me and a bunch of old hairs, you know, just sitting there.
Oh, you're asking.
That's what they'll say when they see you.
Yeah, probably true.
Did you just call them old hairs?
Whatever. I don't know.
Gray hairs? Is that what you mean? Yeah. Speaking of that, did you see the story about the Tennessee couple and how they broke out of their long-term home
I saw
place,
that one.
Long-term care place? We'll get to that in a second. Let me just give these Red Sox tickets away. This is Lisa. Lisa, congratulations.
Thank you.
Where are you from?
Chelmsford.
All right. So tomorrow night, Red Sox, Fenway. Have you been back to Fenway yet?
I have. I went on the marathon Monday day.
Oh,
that
excellent.
Should have been marathon Monday.
All right. Well, you will be there tomorrow night. Who are you going to bring?
Probably my husband. He'll probably kill me if I don't take him.
Oh, yeah. He would be unhappy, probably. All right. Well, enjoy it. Hang on for a minute. Thank you. And I'm assuming we'll have more tickets to give away tomorrow morning.
Yes, we do.
Okay. This is Jimmy from New Hampshire. Hello, Jimmy.
Hey, good morning to you, everybody. I got the info for what is ailing the Celtics most of all.
Okay.
I'm going to let you know.
Yes, okay? Thank you.
Can you imagine, Greg, every day coming into the work and having Ken just like nonstop berate you? Right, and tell you how you need to prepare harder.
Okay.
And you know, talk louder and rah, rah, rah. Marcus Smart does that to everybody on the Celtics. And after years, like, people are tired of listening to it. This dude is jacking up threes. And all of us at home are like, no, dude, no, what are you doing? Every now and then one goes in and everybody's like, oh, yeah, yeah, and that's what they remember. But if you were on Marcus Smart's team, you'd be like, pass me the ball. Ken, be quiet. It's my microphone. Stop talking.
Yeah. I mean, I do. Since the incident in the locker room.
Right.
Last season.
Right.
I have felt like there is an issue with the rest of the team and Marcus Smart. And I don't know if they object to that. I guess if you're, you know, if you're LeBron James and you're acting like that, then guys listen to you.
Right.
But maybe, I mean, Jimmy, is it because it's Marcus Smart and they're like, listen, we don't want you telling us what to do. Shut up and do your thing, right? Play your role. Is that it?
The combination, Greg. You know what it is? Yes, one is Marcus Smart needs to pass the ball and play defense. At this point, if you're watching, Peyton Pritchard and Aaron Naismith are both better than Marcus Smart.
Like, I would take him up to stop
him. Well, I don't even know if you want him passing the ball because he passes it when there's nobody there.
Jimmy, I'm with you.
All the time. It's like the last three games. Like, dude, what are you doing? But here's the next level problem is Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown don't have enough balls to say, dude, you're done. Like that's it. How do they have that blow up in the locker room last year in the playoffs? And then Marcus Smart's back. If Jason Tatum and Brown were real winners, they'd be like, he's gone, dude, or I'm gone.
Right, Jimmy.
My sub has bacon.
I would take it one step forward. I was thinking about this last night watching the game because Pritchett was having a pretty good game.
He's good.
And the kid Neesmith has kind of been pretty
Neesmith has been very solid as a rookie.
At this point, I wouldn't even stop Marcus Smart. I wouldn't even have him in the starting lineup.
He's the one guy with emotion, other than Neesmith on the team.
Yeah, but listen, emotion gets you nowhere, bro. It gets you nowhere in the NBA. It's all about chemistry and your scores.
That's a T-shirt. Emotion gets you nowhere, bro.
It's not all about scores. That's their problem. They can't play D. They give up 70 points a half.
And he makes a really good point. It's one thing if somebody's yelling at you who has four title rings. It's like if Dennis Rodman's yelling at, you know, Scottie Pippen, you maybe listen to him a little bit. Or even Draymond Green's yelling at, let's say, Steph Curry and Klay Thompson. You go, okay, I can understand that a little bit. But when it's Marcus Smart, who they're looking at like, dude, what? you're yelling. Who are you yelling at? You hawk up 15 shots a game. You go 1 for 15, and you think you're going to tell me who's dropping 60 a night carrying this team to dive on the ground for loose balls?
So you're saying it's kind of like Spaz and Curtis. If Spaz were in here telling Curtis what to do.
Yeah. How'd that work out?
This is Kyle. Hello, Kyle.
Hey, how's it going?
What's going on, Kyle?
Not much. I just want to touch up on my opinion on the play-in tourney.
Yeah.
I know around the time Luka Doncic was complaining about it, Perkins actually had a pretty good insight on it. I don't have the comments on me, but if you want to look them up. And I think he was talking about how some teams were, you know, coming back from injury and getting hot, and how other teams were starting to slack off because they thought they were settled in. And I think it was to kind of keep competitive at the end of the season. But you could probably look up his comments. It was right around the time Luka was complaining about it. He had a pretty good insight on it.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, if it's something that LeBron is complaining about, I like it. So I'm now in favor of it. That's how I feel about it. I'm now in favor of it.
Perk doesn't want play. He said he didn't want players complaining about it. Just go out there and play.
Yeah.
But I'm with LeBron. Why does the 9th and 10th team, why do they need a chance to get in? Like if we finish the standings at the 7th seed and the 8th seed, those are your top 8 playoff teams. Why should you give the 9th and 10th? I don't care if everybody's dealing with injuries or dealing with COVID.
It must have been because of COVID. Like, that's why they did it.
No, I guarantee you it's because they're doing – it's a 76-game season. It's
72.
Not 82. 72. So here's the way to get the money you lost from those additional 10 games.
Yeah, that's an excellent point.
You charge more for the play-in games.
That's a genius. This is more NBA we've talked in a year.
That is it. And Curtis comes up with probably the greatest point on the NBA. It's all about the money.
It's all about the money.
Man, you're right.
I learned it from you, Wiggs. You're the man.
I learned it from Ordway.
So, by the way, speaking of Ordway.
Okay.
He said the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life on Friday.
The dumbest thing you've ever heard in your life?
Right.
Wow. Impossible.
Somebody told me I had potential, and this is dumber than that.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Really?
All right.
Yes.
We'll talk about that coming up. I also wanted to say, I do want to discuss. I do want to talk about it.
Hold on.
And Ken said, hold on, we've got breaking news.
Well, I have to stop those manually.
I thought the Patriots got a new quarterback.
Sorry, go.
I do want to talk about that elderly couple in Tennessee and how they got out of the long-term care home. It's the most amazing story ever. So we'll get to that coming up next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.